Sports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Good evening, everyone, from McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse here in Fall City. It's time for girls C1 sub-district basketball. Tonight, the Fall City Lady Tigers hosting the Syracuse Rockets in what should be a really great matchup. Fall City comes in here at 16-8 on the year. They picked up a win over Fairbury in the first round, 30-22. The Syracuse Rockets are 11-13. They beat Auburn 43-38 to reach this sub-district final. Also tonight over at the Roe Activity Center on the Sacred Heart campus, John Nixon has the Class D2 sub-districts, the Sacred Heart Irish taking on Parkview Christian. That game's scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off. He'll be about 30 minutes behind us, and that's over on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. A big welcome to all of our listeners listening tonight online at mscsports.net. All you do is click on Listen Live and select KLZA for tonight's broadcast. So a big welcome to all of our listeners joining us tonight online. Looks like we've got the national anthem coming up here. Then we'll have the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. So we're going to step aside, take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a look at the starters for tonight's game. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
City High School. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for this girls' sub-district game. First of all, for the Syracuse Lady Rockets, as we said, they are 11-13 on the season. They'll go with Caden Sisko. Sisko, a 5'10 junior. She had a big game Tuesday night against Auburn, poured in 21 points for the Rockets. Riley Saloff. Saloff is a 5'4 junior. Eva Braemeyer. Braemeyer, a junior at 5'4. Jaden Meyer, just a sophomore in the starting lineup at 5'6. And Caitlin Smith, the only senior on the Rocket roster, is a 6'2" senior to round out the starting five for Coach Andrew Pryor. Starting lineup now for your Fall City Lady Tigers. They're coached by head coach Andy Armbruster. They are 16-8 on the year. They reached this game by defeating Fairbury Tuesday night 30-22. They'll go with Elise Poppy. Poppy is a 5'6 senior. Maddie Jones, a senior at 5'7. Ava Armbruster. Armbruster, a 5'5 junior. Ashley Kirkendall, a junior at 5'8. And Reese McNeely, a 5'8 senior, completes the starting five for the Tigers. As we said, the Lady Tigers are 16-8 on the season. The winner of this sub-district game advances to the district finals. That'll be played 1 week from tonight, next Friday night. If you're not familiar with the way it works, they take the 12 sub-district winners. They seed 4 wild cards. They take those 16 teams, seed the tournament according to points, the NSAA points, Irregardless of geography, you can end up playing anywhere around the state. Ashley Kirkendall will step it in at 5'8 to jump it up against the 6'2" Caitlin Smith as we're ready to get underway the Peru State College Game of the Week here on Sunny 101.3. Now our official steps into the center circle, and here's the tip. It'll be controlled by the Rockets. Coming up with the basketball, Jaden Meyer in backcourt. Meyer dribbles between the rings to the top of the key, looks at a man-to-man defense from Falls City. They open in the man-to-man. Meyer, a pass inside the paint, tipped away and stolen by Maddie Jones. Fast break the other way. Ashley Kirkendall takes it to the baseline left side, has a pass tipped away and stolen. With the steal down court is Meyer once again. Outlet pass goes out to Sailoff, and Sailoff will bring it up court to set the offense. Sailoff tried to go to the left, elbow out there to Braemeyer. Braemeyer has the ball tipped away by Elise Poppy. Poppy touched it last. It went out of bounds, and the basketball will belong to the Rockets. Lob pass comes inbound to Cisco. Cisco in the paint. Can't get a look at it. Gives up to Smith at the free throw line. Smith at the top of the key. Works to the right elbow with the basketball. That's Braemeyer on the dribble. Top of the key, Cisco. Around to the left wing with it again. Now Smith holds the ball at the top of the circle. Right elbow, that's Riley Sailoff. Sailoff picks up her dribble. She's trapped in trouble. Sailoff needs to get rid of the basketball. Feeds it in, driving, laying up and good by Eva Braemeyer. Braemeyer with the first 2 points of the ball game, and the Rockets go on top 2-0 in the opening minute of play here at Fall City. Here's Maddie Jones driving to the baseline. Goes up with a fall-away jump shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Braemeyer. Braemeyer with the basketball across the timeline. Picked up defensively by Elise Poppy and man-to-man. Braemeyer into the corner right side, reverses, left-handed dribble, top of the key, comes up with it to Cisco. Cisco feeds the left elbow, gives to Meyer. Meyer with a long three from the left side that's off, no good. The ball will go out of bounds, and it'll belong to Fall City. 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Fall City High School. Lady Tigers down by 2-0. Full court pressure now by the Rockets. Inbound to Ashley Kirkendall. She'll bring it up court. Crosses the midcourt line and works to the left wing with it. Hands to Poppy. Elise Poppy has the ball dribbled away momentarily. Gathers it in before it goes across the timeline. Feeds to the right side to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster in the lane. Right wing. Kicks it out again to Kirkendall. They try to run a little weave and get something open in the paint. Can't get there. Kirkendall comes to Maddie Jones with the pass. Jones between the rings, top of the key. Lob pass underneath. Oh, she was looking under there for Armbruster. Pass a little too tall, went out of bounds. Bridget Donover, 5'3", freshman, checking in. Bridget played well Tuesday night in the Auburn game. Just a freshman at 5'3". Good little ball handler here for the Rockets. Syracuse down court, Jaden Meyer. Meyer. Left elbow with the pass over to Cisco. Now Smith holds it on the right wing, looking for Cisco in the paint. As we said, she had 21 points against Auburn Tuesday night. There's a pass on the baseline stolen away by Poppy. Poppy gets it down court to Armbruster. Armbruster right side, Kirkendall. Kirkendall almost had it dribbled away. She stands at the free throw line. Goes into the corner to Reese McNeely with it. Back up top, Kirkendall. Hands to Maddie Jones. Jones goes between defenders. Driving layup. Jones got it. Maddie Jones took it all the way to the hole and laid it in, and we're tied at 2 apiece with 5:17 to play here in the first quarter. Here come the Lady Rockets. That's Cisco with the basketball up top to Smith. Around the outside perimeter, they pass it around the outside of that three-point arc. Back across court, finds Cisco. Jump shot, free throw line up and good by Jaden Meyer. Meyer with her first 2 points. It's 4-2, Rockets on top. 4:55 to play here in the first quarter, just 3 minutes into the ballgame. Poppy gets it into forecourt to set the offense. Hands off to Kirkendall. Kirkendall picked up her dribble. Back up top to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster works to the right side. A lot of contact there. They got away with it. Ball was loose for a minute. Poppy grabbed it up, goes back to Armbruster with it. They're letting them play thus far. We've seen a lot of contact and no whistles. Armbruster to the corner, gives to Jones. Jones behind the back dribble, back to Armbruster. Ball tipped away from Armbruster, knocked out of bounds down here by Braemeyer. It'll belong to Fall City. Into the game for the first time tonight is Haley Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff checks in, a 6-foot junior. Onto the floor now for Syracuse. We mentioned Donover checked in a minute ago. In the paint, driving, Kirkendall. Bank shot off the glass, won't go. And the rebound taken down by Cisco. Caden Sisko. Outlet pass to Jaden Meyer. Meyer guarded by Kirkendall. Big collision there, no whistle. Left wing with it. That's Donover, the freshman. At the free throw line, top of the key. Comes up to Kirkhoff. To the right wing with it. Sail off for a long two. That's in and out of there. Rimmed around. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back won't go. Rebound. Put back again won't go. Ball tipped around. Try for follow shot. Still won't go. And now a whistle and a foul. Haley Kirkhoff had three looks at it under there. Couldn't get it to drop. Finally, a foul was called on Maddie Jones. On Jones, her first personal. Team foul number one on the Lady Tigers. At the free throw line, Haley Kirkhoff, 6 foot junior. She'll be shooting two shots for the Lady Rockets. The first free throw is on the way off. No good. Wide to the right. Coming up in just a few minutes over on KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Parkview Christian Patriots. John Nixon has the call over on KTNC, 107.1 FM in the Falls City area. Second free throw is up. It's good for Haley Kirkhoff. And that puts Syracuse up by 5-2 with 3:51 to play here in the first quarter. Armbruster has the ball stolen, dribbled away by Donover. Donover down court. Armbruster gives chase, picks it up in backcourt, hands across left side to Sailoff. Sailoff backs it out onto the left wing, works between the rings, top of the circle to the right side. That's Sisko with the ball into the corner. Back up top it comes to Sisko. She's going to dribble in for the driving layup, and good. Caden Sisko with her first 2 points. And the Rockets have opened up a 5-point lead here early in the ballgame, 7-2. Timeout taken Fall City, 3:18 to play in the first period. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, there's 3:18 left to play in the first quarter here at Fall City High School. The Syracuse Rockets have jumped out to an early 7-2 lead. Coach Andy Armbruster decided to take time out and calm his girls down here a little bit as they have fallen behind by 5 points early in this contest. Fall City beat Fairbury Tuesday night, 30-22. Syracuse beat Auburn, 43-38. And what was a little bit of a surprise to some, people kind of expected this matchup to be between Fall City and Auburn tonight, but the Syracuse Rockets are in town, and right now, leading by 5. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Kirkendall to inbound it. Gets the ball inbounds to Hannah Collier, who's in the lineup now. Collier checks into the contest. Into the corner, left side, in the paint. Beating it, Isabel Armbruster with the layup, and it won't go. Armbruster also off the bench, checks into the lineup. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers. Here come the Rockets with a 5-point lead. Meyer beats to the left side to Sailoff. Sailoff back up top to Meyer to the right wing. That's Jaden Meyer at the free throw line. Now to Smith. Smith holds it at the top of the circle. Kicks to the corner baseline left side. Down to Braemeyer. Braemeyer, top of the key. Sisko with the basketball. He can't let Sisko drive that paint. She did that a minute ago successfully. There's a fall away shot up off. No good. Rebound Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster with the rebound. Outlet pass comes to Kirkendall. Kirkendall takes it into the left side of the lane, gives up to Jones. Jones backs outside the three-point arc. Deep baseline left side in the corner stands Kirkendall. Into Collier, driving layup. Collier got the shot clock, but a whistle and a foul. Hannah Collier did a good job of taking it right into the teeth of Caitlin Smith, the 6'2 senior. Smith has called for her first personal, team foul number one on the Rockets at the free throw line. Hannah Collier, 5'6 senior. She'll be shooting two shots. Collier, first shot is on the way up, and it's good. She'll have a second shot coming. That pulls Fall City back within 4 at 7-3. Hannah Collier ready for her second attempt now at the free throw line. The senior looks to the hoop. Shot is on the way up, and it is off the rim. Doesn't go. She got 1 out of 2. It's 7-3 now. The lead is 4 for Syracuse. Here come the Rockets. Braemer has the ball tipped away, but they say Poppy touched it last. So it'll stay with the Rockets. It'll be Syracuse basketball to inbound it on the baseline. Braemeyer to toss it in. Braemeyer taking her time. Bounce pass underneath Sisko. Moves to the hoop. Shot is up and good. Caden Sisko with 4 points now. And it's 9-3. The lead is up to 6. Biggest lead yet of the ball game for the Rockets. Under the basket, Kirkendall has the ball taken away by Smith. Rockets kind of in command here early in the ball game. Jaden Meyer, there's a pass that's too tall for Braemeyer. Goes over her head out of bounds. Here's Maddie Jones back into the lineup. Ava Armbruster also checks in. Isabel Armbruster and Ashley Kirkendall will set out and take a breather. Full court pressure now by the Rockets. Ava Armbruster to inbound it. Gets it into Poppy. Poppy starts up court with the basketball. Works one-on-one against Donnerberg, the freshman. Donnerberg gets her to pick up the dribble. She gives it to Armbruster. Almost loses the ball out of bounds. Now it is stolen in backcourt. Downcourt pass in a hurry. They feed it left side. Ball is loose. Tipped away by Jones. Stolen back. It's a hot potato. Nobody can come up with the basketball. Timeout taken by Syracuse to save the possession. 1:33 to go first quarter. 9-3. Ball City trails. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Come back inside Fall City High School. A minute 33 to play in the first quarter. 9-3. Syracuse with an early 6-point lead in this ball game. The Rockets have the basketball. The inbound pass stolen away and then stolen back. Now it's loose on the floor. A foot race. Everybody going after it. That'll be over and back on the Rockets. Caden Sisko chased it down, but it went across the timeline. Fall City will get the basketball. Kirkendall back into the lineup. Replacing Hannah Collier. Collier sets out. Ashley Kirkendall checks back in. Back onto the floor for Syracuse comes Riley Sailoff. Sailoff in replacing Eva Braemeyer. All right. Lady Tigers basketball. Waiting for the inbound pass. Kirkendall wanting help here. She's going to run out of time. Got it into Jones. Right back it comes to Kirkendall. And now they'll set their offense down by 6, 9-3. Ball dribbled away from Kirkendall and stolen. Fast break the other way. On the dribble goes Donover. She lost the dribble. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. Foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first personal team foul number 2. On the Lady Tigers, here's Caitlin Smith back into the lineup at 6'2", replacing the 6-foot-tall Haley Kirkhoff. Inbounding the pass for the Rockets, Jaden Meyer on the side in forecourt. Meyer inbounds the pass to Sailoff. Sailoff guarded by Ava Armbruster. Sailoff with the dribble. Got a pick, slips and falls. Basketball grabbed up by Maddie Jones. Jones, fast break. Feeds it across. Armbruster laying up. Couldn't get it. The ball tipped around and they missed a bunny. Big scoring opportunity got away for Fall City. They're still down by 6. 9-3 with 51 seconds to go here in the first quarter. This is Jaden Meyer with the ball working to the right wing. At the top of the key up to Sisko, it comes across to Sailoff. Sailoff, free throw line, jump shot up and off, no good. Sisko chases down the rebound in the corner. Now taken away from her by Armbruster. And a held ball is called. The possession arrow, I believe, will favor Fall City. Yes, it'll be Fall City's basketball with 36 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Lady Tigers down by 6, 9-3. Full court pressure by Syracuse. Inbound pass to Kirkendall, back to Elise Poppy. Poppy across the midcourt line, sets the offense, goes all the way to the baseline, right side driving layup. She's fouled. And we'll put Elise Poppy at the free throw line where she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Lady Tigers. The foul is going to be called on Jaden Meyer. On Meyer, her first personal team foul number 2 on the Rockets. At the free throw line, Elise Poppy, her first trip to the line. She has not scored yet this evening. She'll be shooting 2 shots. The first one hits the back of the rim and bounces out of there. She'll get another. 27 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-3. Rockets up by 6. Elise Poppy Second free throw attempt is up. This one is good. Poppy hits that one. It's now 9-4, a 5-point deficit here for the Lady Tigers. 22 seconds to play. Clock running here in the first quarter. Sisko dribbles into the corner to Smith. Free throw line, Smith. Off the glass, no. Rebound, Poppy. Poppy down court. Almost had it taken away. Gets it across to Kirkendall with 10 seconds. They come into forecourt. Kirkendall gives it to Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster dumps it inside. Jones to the right side. Jump shot from the corner. In and out of there. Won't go down for McNeely. There's the buzzer, and after one quarter, the Syracuse Rockets lead it 9-4. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
After one quarter, the Syracuse Rockets leading the Lady Tigers of Fall City 9-4. Fall City had a couple of tough ones right in the final minute of that period. This could easily be a 2 or 3 point ball game here. They had a couple of shots, just would not fall. Basketball will belong to the Lady Rockets as we move into the second quarter. Riley Sailoff, a little push off with the forearm, falls to the floor, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Rockets. Syracuse will keep the basketball. A little bit of a dust up there between a couple of the girls. Oh, now, wait a minute. The arrow's pointing one direction, and the refs are doing something different. They're going to give the ball. I think they just gave the ball to the wrong team, and now they're just going to correct it at the table. How about that? All right, Fall City got the basketball out of the deal. Poppy goes to the left wing with it. McNeely can't get to the basket on the left side baseline. Back up top, it comes to Poppy at the free throw line. Boy, they're all over Poppy, beating up on her. Kirkendall just got hammered as she caught the pass. No whistle there. Ball City has been the recipient of some pretty good pops here with no whistle. Here's Kirkendall with a shot in the paint. Point blank range, it won't drop. Little 5 foot jumper, open shot in the lane, couldn't get it down. All right, here come the Lady Tigers down court in a hurry now. That's Meyer with the basketball. Top of the circle, Sisko over to the left elbow. Donover, the freshman. Donover up top again to Sisko. She works that left wing. Hands the ball to her teammate, Braymeyer. Now it comes to Smith. Donover can't get to the baseline on the right side. Throws a skip pass, a cross-court pass to Braymeyer. 9-4, Fall City down by 5. Rockets with the basketball. 6:45 to play in the first half. Donover up top goes to Smith with it again. Across to Braymeyer. Very patient here are the Syracuse Rockets. Jump shot baseline right side up and off. No good. Tipped around. McNeely comes down with the rebound. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Rockets. Foul is on Braymeyer. On Braymeyer, her first. Team foul number 3 on the Lady Rockets. Isabel Armbruster back into the lineup now, replacing Elise Poppy with 6:31 to go in the first half. Still 9-4. That was our score after one quarter. No scoring here in the first minute and a half of this second stanza. Fall City with the basketball. It's Kirkendall to Isabel Armbruster, left wing. Beats left side, driving toward the bucket. Shot is up and good by Reese McNeely. McNeely's first 2 points of the ball game. Fall City back within 3, suddenly at 9-6. Lady Tigers have been trailing throughout the game. Rockets with the basketball, across court pass left side. Sailoff, lob pass is loose, stolen away. Isabel Armbruster has the ball dribbled away from behind, knocked away from her by Bridget Donover, but it'll stay with the Lady Tigers. It'll be Fall City's basketball. They'll play it in under their own bucket on the left side of the basket. Inbounding the pass, Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall lobs it up top. Gets it up to Ava Armbruster, across court to the right side. Into the corner, Maddie Jones handles the basketball. Jones finds Kirkendall with a pass out on the right wing, just outside the three-point arc. Kirkendall dribbles in the free-throw circle. In the paint, can't get to the hoop. Top of the key, it comes to Armbruster. Now finds McNeely in the corner, left side. Ava Armbruster to Isabel Armbruster. 5:35 to go. Here's Isabel Armbruster. Driving shot off the glass, up and good. The sophomore, the younger Armbruster sister, with her first 2 points. And suddenly it's a one-point basketball game. There's a steal, stolen by Jones and stolen right back by Sailoff. Sailoff falls to the floor, to the right wing. It goes to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff to the right elbow with it. Meyer. Meyer dribbles into the corner on the right side of the basket. Clears it to the top of the key. Back up to Sailoff. Sailoff at the free throw line. Top of the key again to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff holding the ball for a minute. Fans are stomping on the bleachers right next to us, making the table bounce up and down. The fans are into this one. Here's a driving layup. Cisco, ball is loose. Rebound, put back up and good by Bridget Donover. And the Rockets go back up by 3 after Fall City had pulled it within 1 there momentarily when it was 8-9. All right, 4:39 to go here in the first half. The ball is tipped out of bounds. No, they're going to say a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Isabel Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first team foul, number 3. And it'll be Lady Rockets basketball. No, Fall City's basketball. They'll inbound it in the corner under their own bucket on the left side of the basket. Inbounding it is Kirkendall and Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster at the free throw line over to the right elbow. Maddie Jones for 3. It's in and out of there. Nobody there to rebound. The rebound goes to the floor and then picked up by Jaden Meyer. 11-8, 3-point lead for the Rockets. Meyer top of the key, Cisco. Cisco working against Maddie Jones. Spin move, Cisco. Underhanded lay-in up, no, couldn't get it, should be fouled. Cisco will be at the line to shoot 2 shots. The foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. Really? Yep, McNeely called for the personal on Reese, her first team foul number 4. At the line is Caden Cisco. She has 4 points on 2 field goals. First shot is up and good. 5 points now for Caden Cisco. Checking in is Elise Poppy now, replacing Ashley Kirkendall for the Lady Tigers. Caden Cisco, a 5'10 junior, we mentioned, had 21 points Tuesday night against Auburn. Has 5 so far, make that 6 as she hits both free throws. And the lead is back to 5 once again for Syracuse after Fall City had pulled it within 1 at 9-8. Here come the Lady Tigers with the ball. Maddie Jones driving baseline right side, tries to take it to the hoop. She gets fouled. The foul will be called on the floor before the shot. Foul is going to be on Caden Cisco, her first personal. Team foul number 4. Fall City's basketball. They'll play it in the baseline under their own bucket. Isabel Armbruster will inbound it just to the right side of the backboard on the baseline. Armbruster lobs it all the way up top to Ava Armbruster. Long 3, in and out of there. Wouldn't fall. Boy, that thing rimmed around and wouldn't drop for her. Rebound comes down to the Rockets. Cisco gets the defensive board. Down court pass, Braemeyer. Braemeyer looks inside to Cisco in the paint. Cisco, top of the key, finds Smith with it. To the right elbow, Meyer handles the basketball. Now Smith again on the outside perimeter, right side of the basket. Little underhanded flip pass to Braemeyer. Feeds into the corner. Driving baseline. Fall away. Jump shot up and off. No good. Cisco rebound. Follow shot. Quick back up and good. Caden Cisco has 8 points. And the lead is back to 7 once again. Equaling the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Rockets. 3:25 to play here. Ball is chipped away. 3:25 to go in the first half. Ashley Kirkendall will check back into the game and replacing Maddie Jones now for the Fall City Tigers. Class C1 Girls Subdistrict tonight coming your way from Fall City High School. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Here come the Lady Tigers on the attack. McNeely feeds it up top to Kirkendall. She backs it all the way outside the ring, shoots a 3-pointer that's off the glass and doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Caitlin Smith. Smith down court in a hurry with it, goes to Cisco. Now again to Smith to the right side. Donover. Donover holds the ball for a minute. The freshman ball handler. She kicks it into the corner to Braemeyer. Across court, Smith. Shot is up and short. Poppy had the ball, then Smith had it on the floor. Cisco picks it up. Hands the ball up to Meyer. Right wing. Donover driving layup, blocked away nicely by McNeely. McNeely with a nice job defensively. Riley Saloff checks in now for the Lady Rockets. Saloff onto the floor. She will replace Eva Braemeyer. Braemeyer out. Saloff checks in. Inbounding the pass. Saloff, right side of the backboard on the baseline. Under the Rocket basket. Into Sisko. Under the basket. Shot is up and good. Caden Sisko, double figures, has 10 points now with 2:37 to go still in the second quarter. Kirkendall down court, almost had it dribbled away, goes to McNeely. McNeely feeds it to the top of the circle. That's Hannah Collier with the basketball. Collier feeds to Isabel Armbruster. Back up top comes to Poppy. Poppy stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle, now dribbles to the right side, comes back left with it to Collier on the left wing. Collier feeds down to McNeely. McNeely comes to the free throw line. Back to McNeely. It goes in the corner. Top of the circle again. Kirkendall with the ball. Kirkendall spin move in the paint. Kicks it out top. Open look. McNeely up and off. No good for three. A battle for the rebound, and the Rockets come away with it. Under 2 minutes to play here now in the first half. A minute 53 on the clock. 17-8. The lead is 9 for the Rockets. They have led throughout the ballgame. Sisko on the left side of the lane. Can't get to the hoop. She needs help. Sisko feeds it to Smith. Threw the ball away. Goes out of bounds. And Fall City will get the basketball. Maddie Jones back into the lineup. Ava Armbruster checks back in. Isabel Armbruster sets out. And looks like Reese McNeely also will take a break. A minute 39 to play first half. Lady Tigers need a bucket this trip down. They have fallen behind by 9, 17-8. Kirkendall on the dribble. She works one-on-one against Donover. Goes inside to Jones with it. Jones gets shoved. Whistle and a foul on Haley Kirkhoff. On Kirkhoff, her first personal team foul, number 5, on the Lady Rockets. Back into the ballgame comes Eva Braemeyer. Braemeyer replacing Bridget Donover for the Lady Rockets. A minute 27 to go first half. It's Syracuse 17, Fall City 8. Inbound to Hannah Collier. A cross-court pass. Collier to Jones. Back into Collier against Kirkhoff. She feeds it out to Poppy. Poppy goes in for a driving layup, and she'll be fouled. And Elise Poppy will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be on Riley Saloff. I have a Syracuse fan just seated to my left here, about 3 feet away. Not bashful about expressing his displeasure to the official. At the line, Elise Poppy. First free throw is up. Off the back of the iron doesn't go. She's shooting two. Big battle for a rebound that wasn't. Poppy now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. 17-8 your score. Rockets on top with a minute 18 to play here in the first half. Poppy ready for her second free throw attempt. It's up and it's good. She hit 1 out of 2. She's now 2 out of 4 for the night. Has 2 points. And the score now 17-9. It's an 8-point Syracuse lead. Rockets with the basketball. A minute 9 to play here in the first half. This is Jaden Meyer up top. Gives it to Sisko. Sisko across left wing. Braemeyer. Braemeyer falls to the floor. Feeds to Sisko. She'll take it in. Huge collision. Offensive foul is going to be called on Jaden Sisko. Sisko thought she had a lane to the hoop and collided with one of the Fall City defenders. That's got called for the offensive foul. 58 seconds to go here now in the first half. 17-9. Lady Tigers down by 8. Very much in this ball game, but a score would be nice this trip down. They've had a long dry spell. Hannah Collier with the ball in forecourt. Oh, nice pass underneath to Maddie Jones. Jones couldn't finish. Collier with a great pass, got it inside. Couldn't get it to her. Now the ball is thrown away out of bounds. Touch last by Riley Saloff. Collier found Jones just waiting under the basket there for the ball, but they couldn't finish. 46 seconds to go, first half. Fall City gets the basketball back and inbounds it on the side in forecourt. This is Elise Poppy on the dribble. Poppy has the ball knocked out of her hand. She chases it down in backcourt. Poppy across the timeline, back up top to Kirkendall. Gives it to Collier. Collier in the paint, takes it all the way in, has it dribbled away, but a whistle on the foul. Anna Collier will be at the line. She'll be shooting 1-1 for the Tigers. The foul is going to be on Riley Saloff, her second personal. Collier is 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Here she's shooting 1-1. Substitute in now for the Lady Tigers. Reese McNeely checks in. Also, Isabel Armbruster checks back in. Elise Poppy will set out. Apparently, Armbruster's coming in for Collier. Hannah Collier shooting 1-1. Front end of the 1-1. She looks to the basket. The shot is on the way. It's up, and it is off the rim. Doesn't go, but the rebound saved by Kirkendall. They tip it in. Chased down by Jones. Ball City gets the rebound. Inside the paint, left side, Collier. 17 seconds to go. Collier all the way in, feeds to Armbruster. Armbruster, little floater from the right side, up and off, won't drop, and Smith is there for the rebound. Boy, the Lady Tigers just cannot buy a basket in the first half of this ballgame. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, they're going to have to hurry to get a shot off. And she got it for three from midcourt. A three-pointer by Jaden Meyer. She put that thing overhanded over her shoulder as a desperation shot at midcourt, and the basket dropped. Let's make sure they're counting this one. The official up here, yes, it did. It counted. 20-9, your score at halftime. Syracuse with the lead. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
February is Heart Month, so here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress. And keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back inside McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse here at Falls City High School. It's time for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, first half scoring, the Lady Tigers find themselves down by 11 here, 20-9. Individual scoring for Syracuse. Caden Sisko picking up right where she left off Tuesday night when she had 21 points against Auburn. She leads the Lady Rockets with 10 points at halftime. Jaden Meyer has 5, including that 3-point buzzer beater from midcourt at the end of the half. We've seen a lot of those this year. Eva Braemeyer has 2, Bridget Donover with 2, and Haley Kirkhoff hit a free throw for 1 point for Syracuse's total of 20. From the free throw line, the Syracuse Lady Rockets went 3 out of 4. Scoring for the Falls City Tigers, well, it's evenly spread out, but there's just not much of it. Reese McNeely, 2 points. Isabel Armbruster with 2. Maddie Jones has 2. Elise Poppy with 2. Hannah Collier added one for their total of 9 points. Five players in the scorebook, but only totaling 9 points among the five of them. From the free throw line, Fall City hit 3 out of 7 from the charity stripe. 20-9, that's our halftime score. Another score for you. Earlier this afternoon here in Fall City, the Sacred Heart boys hosted the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Sacred Heart picked up the win in that one. The final was 66-32. Sacred Heart over Lord Central Catholic, 66-32 in boys action this afternoon over at the Rowe Activity Center. Just getting underway right about now over at the Rowe Activity Center, the D2 girls sub-district. Sacred Heart girls ranked number one in the state, hosting Parkview Christian. John Nixon has that one for you over on our sister station, KTNC. Before we break away here, we want to extend a big welcome to all of our listeners in the Syracuse area listening either over the air at 101.3 FM or online at msc sports.net. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, then an update of your local weather forecast, two more minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Scoring Recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 25. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 47 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 46. 51 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you inside Falls City High School. It's halftime. The Syracuse Lady Rockets leading the Falls City Lady Tigers 20-9, our halftime score. My name is Randy Gatula, your play-by-play announcer. Logan Carpenter is our producer-engineer at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's broadcast. Logan will be joining me again this coming Tuesday night here on Sunny 101.3 when I will be in Johnson for the boys D1 sub-districts. We'll have the Johnson Brock Eagles playing in the first game, and then it'll be Weeping Water and Pawnee City in the second game. We don't know yet who the opponent will be for Johnson Brock. We'll have to wait and see who wins the Monday night contest. We're ready to move to live action in the third quarter here at Falls City. The pass down into the corner, a quick whistle and a foul on Elise Poppy. Poppy picks up her first personal, team foul number one of the half on Falls City. Rockets will have the basketball. Braymeyer to inbound it in forecourt in the corner. Gets it out to Sailoff. Sailoff holds it for a minute. Now tries to work to the top of the circle. She picked up the dribble and needs help. Gives it off to Braymeyer once again. Braymeyer being chased by Elise Poppy in the man-to-man defense. Here's a pass that's tipped away and stolen. Kirkendall comes up with the basketball. She'll bring it down court. Kirkendall comes on the attack. Takes it right into the defense. Driving lay and won't go. And that's been the story of the whole first half here for Falls City. Kirkendall with a driving layup, and that's a 99% shot. That's normally going to go in the hole, and it wouldn't fall. Back the other direction with an 11-point lead come the Lady Rockets, 20-9. Syracuse on top. Smith gives it up to Meyer. Jaden Meyer, a sophomore, puts up a long three. Got it. Jaden Meyer, who hit the three from midcourt at the end of the half, just nailed a three there from the left wing. Timeout taken, Syracuse. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the Lady Tigers have fallen behind here 23-9. 1 minute into the second half. It'll be Falls City's basketball. Kirkendall sets it up offensively. She works the dribble inside the paint. Kirkendall in traffic. Has to clear it to the left wing to Poppy. Poppy bounce pass into the corner. Gets it to Maddie Jones, right side of the basket. Top of the key. Comes back up once again to Armbruster. Armbruster works to the right side of the lane. She can't get there. Has to feed it up again to Kirkendall. They're just working the ball on the outside perimeter, not able to penetrate this Rocket defense. It's a man-to-man defense that Syracuse is applying here, but a very pressuring man-to-man underneath McNeely. McNeely can't get a shot over the 6'2" Smith. Here's a shot up, knocked to the floor. Is Elise Poppy, and no whistle as Poppy gets knocked to the floor. Rockets with the ball. Down court they come with a 14-point lead, 23-9. Syracuse left wing handling it is Braymeyer. Greymeyer has the ball tipped away. We'll have a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her second personal team foul, number two. Poppy will come out, checking in to replace her, Isabel Armbruster. Inbounding the pass, Riley Sailoff for the Rockets. Here comes Donover back into the lineup. Bridget Donover on the floor for Syracuse. She'll take the inbound pass and dribble to the free throw line before passing to the left wing to Sailoff. A cross-court pass, top of the key, comes up to Smith. Smith holds it a minute, finds Donover with it. Donover on the left elbow, guarded by Isabel Armbruster. Donover can't get to the basket. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called. No, a jump ball. Held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow goes to Fall City. And again, the Syracuse fans directly to my left here, not happy camper. Not used to having that vocal of a fan right beside us, but he's having fun, folks, with the basketball. Donover, or rather on the right wing now, here's Fall City with it. Jones around the horn, into the corner left side, driving Isabel Armbruster, a reach-in foul on the baseline. And the official comes to the table, says this foul is going to be called on Donover. It'll be her first personal team foul, number one of the half, on Syracuse. Fall City's basketball, inbounding it. Ashley Kirkendall on the left side baseline. Kirkendall lobs it into the left elbow. Isabel Armbruster, right wing. Kirkendall, 10-foot jumper up, off the rim, won't drop. Tigers just cannot buy a basket. They only have 3 field goals in this entire ballgame thus far. I had them 3-for-19 from the field in the first half. There's a errant pass that's going to go across the midcourt line. It'll be over and back. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped. The officials are talking it over. Oh, my. They're going to say it was tipped here by Fall City, and the Rockets will keep the basketball. The initial call was it was over and back, and Fall City was going to get it. Braymeyer will inbound it near midcourt on the side right in front of the scorer's table. Braymeyer inbounds the pass to Jaden Meyer. Jaden Meyer beats to the left wing to Donover. Donover goes inside the lane with it, just outside the three-point arc. Here's a driving shot baseline right side, going to be put up by Jaden Meyer, and Meyer will be fouled. The foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster. On Ava, that's her second personal. Team foul number 3 on the Lady Tigers. At the free throw line is Jaden Meyer. She has 8 points, a pair of threes, one of them that half-court one just before the end of the buzzer at the end of the first half. First free throw is up and good for Jaden Meyer. This one would put her in double figures. She has 9 points in the ball game thus far. 24-9, biggest lead yet, a 15-point advantage for Syracuse. Jaden Meyer, second free throw is up. This one is short, and Kirkhoff chases down the rebound for Syracuse in the corner, then has the ball taken away from her by Ava Armbruster. The officials look to one another. They've decided to call it a held ball, and the possession arrow will favor Syracuse. Rockets will have the ball. Braymeyer to inbound it in the corner, right side of her own basket. Braymeyer waiting to lob it into the baseline on the corner right side. Falling down is Sisko. Sisko lost her dribble, now puts the ball out of bounds. She tried to bounce it off of Kirkendall's foot. It didn't hit Kirkendall. It hit the floor and went out of bounds. Coach Pryor saying she put it off the Fall City girl's foot, feeling it ought to be Syracuse's ball. The official says no, the basketball belongs to Fall City, and that's what we'll stand. Here come the Lady Tigers. Kirkendall to the corner, Isabel Armbruster. Lady Tigers just not able to get a shot here. Jones wants to drive on Sisko, can't get there, has to come back up top with it again to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster tried to get it over to Kirkendall. The ball is wide of the mark, goes out of bounds. Substitutes back into the lineup. Caitlin Smith comes back onto the floor for Syracuse. She's the 6'2 senior. Caitlin Sisko, who just took a breather, she comes back onto the floor. Rockets with the basketball. The inbound pass to Jaden Meyer. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. It's 24-9 now. 15-point Syracuse lead. Ball City has never led in this ball game. They have trailed throughout. Top of the key, Caitlin Sisko handles it, gives to Sailoff. Sailoff, bounce pass, Caitlin Smith. Caitlin Smith inside, there goes Sisko, left-handed layup. Didn't get it, but a whistle and a foul No, they're going to say she traveled. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Traveling is the call. Substitute checking into the lineup. Hannah Collier back onto the floor. Collier in replacing Reese McNeely. 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Unless these Fall City seniors want this to be their final ball game, they're going to have to find some offense that they haven't been able to find thus far. Fall City only has 3 field goals. They all came in the first half. They haven't scored in this second half. Here's a driving layup put up by Isabel Armbruster, blocked away by Smith. Rebound taken away by Syracuse. Lady Rockets with the basketball. Cisco to the left elbow. Comes over to Braemeyer, who's back on the floor now. Again, they come to Cisco with it. The 6'2" senior, Caitlin Smith, handles the ball. She goes to Cisco with her pass. Cisco feeds to the corner. Cisco in the paint. Collision. Shot is up. No. Offensive foul is going to be called on Caitlin Cisco. Much to the approval of the Fall City fan seated to my right. I love working ball games here at Fall City because we're seated in among the fans, visiting fans to the left, home fans to the right, and everybody's pretty enthusiastic, just feet away from us. Makes for a lot of fun for the broadcast. We're having a good time. Here come the Tigers with the basketball. Isabel Armbruster into the paint. Pass underneath Ava Armbruster. Her shot is up. Blocked by Smith, but a whistle on a foul. And I think that foul is going to go on Caitlin Smith. No, it's not. The foul is going to go on Jaden Meyer. Smith thought it was on her. She was unhappy. Meyer's called for it instead. At the free throw line, Ava Armbruster trying to break this scoring drought. Free throw is up. She got it. That's the first point since midway through the second quarter for the Lady Tigers, and we're at the 3-minute mark of the third period. Ava Armbruster will have a second free throw coming. Just 3 field goals in the entire game thus far for Fall City. Second free throw is up and good for Ava Armbruster. Makes it 24-11 now. With 2:55 to go here in the third quarter. Rockets basketball in the corner. They pass it up to Smith on the left wing, just inside the 3-point arc. On the right side of the free throw lane, dribbling is Saloff. Saloff again feeds back to Smith at the top of the circle. Ball nearly taken away here from Donover. Collier almost had the steal on her. Donover gets it back. There's a long two from the right side off. Hannah Collier with the rebound. Collier, outlet pass, gives it up to Kirkendall. Down court, Ava Armbruster pushes the basketball. Armbruster had it dribbled away from her. Going to be picked up in the corner. Isabel Armbruster. Shot is blocked by Smith. She got a hand up and blocked it away. Kirkhoff back into the lineup. Haley Kirkhoff onto the floor. And Eva Braemeyer checks in. And they will replace Smith and Saloff. So Kirkhoff in place of Smith. Inbounding the pass, Kirkendall. In the corner right side, Kirkendall looking underneath, wanting to get it into Jones. Boy, they're playing some physical basketball in the paint. Kirkendall, top of the key. There's a long three up and off Isabel Armbruster. It won't go. Rebound to Jaden Meyer. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 24-11, a 13-point Syracuse lead. The Lady Rockets have pretty much been in command throughout here. They opened up a 7-point lead early, and then Fall City climbed back within one. Here's a fast break. Hannah Collier down court. She got boxed in on the baseline. Here's a three. No, short off the front of the rim by Jones. And the rebound in the corner pulled down. Ball tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Armbruster. It'll belong to the Rockets. Back onto the floor for Fall City comes Elise Poppy. She will replace Ava Armbruster. They've got 6 girls out there. There are 6 girls on the floor. Come on, ladies. All right, now leaving the game will be Isabel Armbruster. A minute 36 to go here in the third quarter, 24-11. The lead is 13 for Syracuse. They've led by as much as 15. They inbound the pass to Braemeyer. Braemeyer down court. Court gets it across the midcourt line into forecourt without any trouble. Now she picked up a dribble and does need help. Very close to a 5-second count, and there it is. 5-second call. Oh, we had a timeout before the five-second call to save the possession. Timeout Syracuse, 1:21 to play third period, 24-11. Lady Rockets up. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
An interesting note for you. With 1:21 to go in the third quarter, Falls City has held Syracuse to just 4 points in this entire third period. So defensively, they're getting it done. The problem is the Lady Tigers have only come up with 2 points of their own, and they've now fallen behind by 13. Falls City with just 3 field goals in this entire ball game. I know that's becoming redundant, but it's noteworthy. They just cannot get a field goal to drop no matter what. 1:21 to go, third quarter. Rockets basketball coming out of the timeout. The inbound pass. They toss it in to Jaden Meyer. Meyer into the corner left side. Her pass goes to Braemeyer. Braemeyer can't get to the baseline because of a good job defensively by Elise Poppy. Braemeyer has to feed it down to Jaden Meyer. Kirkendall guards her. Now they flip it to Sailoff. Sailoff backs in against Maddie Jones. Maddie Jones took the ball away from her. Jones with the steal. Maddie Jones gives it up to Kirkendall. Kirkendall one-on-one with Jaden Meyer. Down court comes Kirkendall. Meyer strips the ball away. It's going to go out of bounds and stay with Falls City. 47 seconds to play here in the third period. 24-11. 13-point lead for Syracuse. Smith back in. Kirkhoff comes out for a breather. Ava Armbruster checks in. Elise Poppy comes out of the ballgame for Falls City. 47 seconds to go, third quarter, 24-11. Syracuse with the lead. Right side is Maddie Jones. Jones on the dribble. Penetrates into the paint. Kicks it down to McNeely. McNeely up top, Kirkendall. Kirkendall right side of the lane in the paint. Bounce pass underneath. Shot is up, McNeely. Shot blocked away by Smith. Rebound brought down once again by Syracuse. Eva Braemeyer with the ball with 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Left wing with the ball. Donover. Donover up top. Sailoff around the right side. Smith handles the ball. Holds it high above her head up there where nobody can reach it. Now to the left wing with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Ball stripped away. Stolen by Armbruster. Armbruster launches a half-court shot that will not fall. After three quarters, the Syracuse Rockets lead the Lady Tigers 24-11. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back with you here at Falls City High School. We have a scoring update from the Rowe Activity Center. The Sacred Heart Irish leading Parkview Christian at the half. Sacred Heart 14, Parkview Christian 8. Lady Irish in that sub-district leading Parkview Christian 14-8 at halftime. That game being heard live over on KTNC 107.1 FM, 1230 AM here in the Falls City area, or online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC. When we wrap this one up, you can listen to John try and bring the Irish ladies home with a sub-district championship. 8 minutes to play here at Falls City High. Lady Tigers have got quite a mountain to climb. They're down by 13, 24-11. Just have not been able to generate any offense tonight against this man-to-man Syracuse defense. Let's see if the Lady Tigers can get something going in the final 8 minutes. Ava Armbruster gets the inbound pass and dribbles into the paint. Kicks to the right side to Reese McNeely. Armbruster for three off the rim. Ball goes to the floor off of Smith. Grabbed up, and the Rockets get the basketball. Jaden Meyer down court. Donovan decides not to take the open look on the left wing, passes up the shot across court to the far right side to Braemeyer. Braemeyer in traffic. She's double team, triple team. She needs help. Gets it up to Sisko, top of the key to the near side. Sisko across court pass, finds Meyer. Lob pass up to Smith. Here comes Sisko, driving layup. Doesn't get it, but Sisko will be at the line where she'll be shooting at two shots. Foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her third personal, team foul number four. Here's Hannah Collier off the bench, ready to check back in. Collier, 5'6 senior, at the line is Sisko. Free throw is up and good. Caden Sisko now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has 11 points in the game tonight. Collier into the game, and checking out will be Elise Poppy. Caden Sisko, a junior, 5'10", shot is up and good. Hit them both. She's got 12, and it's 26-11. This equals the biggest lead of the ball game for Syracuse, up by 15 points. Lady Tigers with the basketball. Kirkendall right side finds Collier. Collier picks up her dribble. She'll be called for traveling. Went up with the pass, couldn't get rid of it, and there'll be another turnover. Give the ball back to Syracuse. Riley Sailoff into the lineup. Sailoff replacing Eva Braemeyer for the Rockets. Syracuse basketball leading 26-11 with 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. The Lady Rockets have led throughout this contest. Right now enjoying their biggest lead yet, up by 15 is equals their biggest lead. Here's a jump shot from the right wing that's up and throw off. Doesn't go. It's tipped out of bounds off the Rockets. Launching that shot from across the way was Jaden Meyer. It went out of bounds. Fall City will get the basketball. Full court pressure being applied by Syracuse. Back into the game for the Rockets is Braemeyer. Braemeyer replacing Jaden Meyer. Eva Braemeyer, 5'4 junior, onto the floor. Fall City's basketball. Kirkendall inbounds it. Ashley Kirkendall gets it into Armbruster. Armbruster has the ball slapped away, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Rockets. Not a shooting foul. It'll just be Fall City's ball into their own basket. Foul is going to be called on Jaden Meyer, her third personal, team foul number four of the half on Syracuse. Ashley Kirkendall will trigger the pass inbounds on the left side baseline under her own basket. Lobs it up to Reese McNeely to the top of the key to Hannah Collier. Collier to the right side. Goes to Jones with it. Jones works to the baseline. Driving layup. Couldn't get it. The ball just will not fall. Not even on the open lay-ins. It wouldn't drop. We do have a whistle and a foul call. The foul is going to be on Caitlin Smith. Caitlin picks up her second personal. And at the free throw line will be Maddie Jones. She has 2 points tonight. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. Jones looks to the basket. Free throw is up and good. Maddie Jones, 5'7 senior. She's had quite a career here at Fall City High. Hannah Collier, Elise Poppy, Maddie Jones, Reese McNeely. Those are the four seniors on the floor here for the Tigers. Second free throw is up and off. Won't drop. And the rebound down to the Rockets. Jaden Meyer with the basketball. A cross-court pass to the far side to Sailoff. Sailoff holds it momentarily. Now feeds Bridget Donover. Donover dribbles into traffic. The ball goes out of bounds on the baseline, but we've got a whistle and a foul called on the Tigers. Foul is going to be on Ashley Kirkendall, her first personal, team foul number five. Clock is down to 6:20 to play in the fourth quarter. 26-12, an offensive foul on the Rockets, on Smith, I believe. I think that's, yes, it is, on Caitlin Smith. That's her third personal. That is team foul number six. 6:19 to go. Lady Tigers haven't scored a field goal since midway through the second quarter in this one. They just can't get the ball to go in the hoop. Collier kicks it out. Here's a long three that's up, bounces off, doesn't go. The rebound comes down to the Rockets. And we got a whistle and a foul under the basket. This should put Fall City in the 1-1. It'll put Maddie Jones at the line. Maddie has hit that foul, incidentally, was on Jaden Meyer, her fourth, team foul number 7. Maddie Jones is 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe, has 3 points. She was at the free throw line just a moment ago. Here, shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and good. Jones has now hit 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe, has 4 points. Still no field goals in the second half for Fall City, with 6:03 to go in the fourth quarter. Maddie Jones, second free throw is up. It's good also. She banked that one off the glass, the bank shot. 26-14. The crazy part is, with 6 minutes to go, a 12-point deficit is not something that's too big to come back from. Fall City, despite their shooting woes, are still very much in this ballgame. Smith dribbles to the corner. The ball is tipped away by Hannah Collier. Collier tapped it away. It goes out of bounds off of Collier. It'll stay with the Rockets. Back onto the floor, the leading scorer for the Rockets, Kaiten Sisko, checks back in. She'll come onto the floor and replace Jaden Meyer for the Lady Rockets. 5:47 to go, 26-14, Syracuse up by 12. Rockets basketball, Donover into the corner, right side, Sailoff, collision at the top of the key, gives up to Smith. Left wing, Smith goes to Donover again, back to Sisko at top of the key. Players getting knocked to the floor, no whistles here. Smith handles to the right wing to Braemeyer. Braemeyer with the basketball. Smith inside. Here comes Sisko. Spin move. Sisko up and off. No good. Sisko with the rebound. But we're going to have a foul on the floor. And I don't think we're in the 1-1 yet. That should only be team foul number 6. The foul is going to be called on Isabel Armbruster. Her first personal. Let me get that clarified here for a minute. Well, if they're putting that on Armbruster, they say that's only her first. I've got it as her second. All right, it'll be Syracuse's basketball under their own basket. Inbounding into Sailoff. Sailoff lobs it into Smith. Smith tips it away. It's grabbed up. Fall City comes down with the basketball. A huge collision between players, and a foul is going to be called on Syracuse. We're going to walk to the other end where Fall City will be shooting 1-1. Let's see who the foul is going to be called on Braemeyer. Eva Braemeyer, her second personal, team foul number 9 at the free throw line. For Fall City will be Isabel Armbruster. Isabel has not been to the line tonight. She has 2 points on 1 field goal. This shot is up and good. She hits the front end of the 1-1. She'll have a second shot coming. 5:17 to go here in the ball game, with Armbruster at the line. Free throw on the way up, and it's off the back of the iron. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound comes down to Braemeyer. They feed it into backcourt. Tied up in backcourt is Braemeyer. She finally got it up to Sisko across the timeline. Sisko goes to the right baseline, tries to bounce the ball off one of the Fall City players, and it went out of bounds, they say. Wait a minute. A foul's going to be called on Fall City. Isabel Armbruster will be called for the personal. On Armbruster, her third personal. Stepping to the free throw line will be Kaiten Sisko. Sisko, 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. She's perfect. The junior has 12 points. Kaiten Sisko here shooting 1-1 for the Lady Rockets with 5:03 to go in the ballgame. Shot is up and good. The score, 27-15. Fall City had pulled back to within 11 there momentarily. Now it's a 12-point deficit once again at 27-15. Kaiten Sisko at the line for her second free throw attempt for Syracuse. Shot is up. It's good also. She is a perfect 6-for-6 from the line tonight. The junior has 14 points in the ballgame. It's 28-15, a 13-point Syracuse lead with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Jones feeds it to the corner to Kirkendall. Lady Tigers just cannot solve this man-to-man defense. The Rockets have just shut the Tigers out from the field throughout the ballgame here. Jones with the ball. tries to go inside, feeds it underneath, looking for Armbruster. The ball tipped away from Armbruster by Kirkhoff. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Fall City's basketball. Kirkendall will inbound it. She'll stand on the baseline, right side of the bucket. Inbounds the pass. They're on the west end, trying to shoot at the west basket. Here's a shot in the paint, up and off, won't go down, falling to the floor. Elise Poppy, good sportsmanship. One of the Lady Rockets helped Elise back to her feet, even though the play was going on. In the corner is Meyer with the ball. Across to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff, top of the key, right side. There's a collision and a foul on Elise Poppy. Poppy picks up her third personal, and that'll bring off the bench now Isabel Armbruster back into the lineup. Poppy will come out. Armbruster will check in. At the free throw line, it's 1-1, so we need to bring the substitute in, gentlemen. Now they're going to do it. They were holding the substitute up for some reason as if they were shooting two, but it's a 1-1, guys. Okay, at the line shooting 1-1 is Bridget Donover. Donover has 2 points on one field goal. Shot is up and good. Bridget now with 3 points. Great free throw shooting. Syracuse 6 out of 7 from the free throw line here in the second half as Donover looks to the basket for her second free throw. It's up. That one is off and doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Ashley Kirkendall. Here comes Kirkendall on the run. Into the corner. Flips it out left to Jones. Jones can't get a look at the basket. A tip of the hat to this Lady Rocket defense. There's Jones with a shot that's up and good. Maddie Jones with the first field goal of the second half for the Lady Tigers, and that comes at 3:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. All right, Rockets now down court, dribbling with the ball to the left wing. It comes over to Sailoff. She launches a three. That's good. Riley Sailoff with her first bucket of the night. She hits a three. So just when Maddie Jones gets a two-point field goal, you feel a little spark. Sailoff answers with a three to offset it. Now Jones takes it to the corner. Jump shot right side. In and out. Won't go. Kirkhoff with the rebound. 32-17 your score with 3:15 to go in the ballgame. And a tie-up over on the far side. Held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow stays with the Rockets, though. Clock is down to 3:12 to play here in this sub-district at Fall City. It's 32-17. The Syracuse Lady Rockets leading the Fall City Tigers. And it'll be Syracuse's basketball. The latest update we have over at the Rowe Activity Center, Sacred Heart Irish leading Parkview Christian 14-8 at halftime in that Class D2 sub-district. The Irish are up. All right, with the ball is Donover for Syracuse. Gives up to Smith. Smith holds the ball high above her head. Now goes to the right elbow to Meyer. Meyer lost it out of bounds off her foot. A turnover will give it back to Fall City. Less than 3 minutes to play here in the ballgame. 32-17, Fall City trailing by 15 points. Lady Tigers with the basketball. Here comes Kirkendall. Beats it to the corner. McNeely in the paint. Shot is up. Isabel Armbruster doesn't go. Rebound Cisco. They're reaching in on Cisco. She gets it off to Meyer. Meyer will bring it up court. Chasing her is Armbruster. Ava Armbruster going after Meyer. Pass right side. Braymeyer inside. Smith off the glass. Up and good. Caitlin Smith, the senior, the only senior on the Syracuse team, and that's her first 2 points of the night. Smith, the only senior in the scorebook. 6'2", she does a lot of work on the boards getting rebounds. There's a jump shot. Jones from the right side. She'll be fouled. Foul's going to be called on Cisco. Caden Cisco with her fourth personal. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones. Okay, that's her fifth personal. Caden Cisco fouls out of the ballgame with her fifth personal foul. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones, one of the four seniors out here playing for the Lady Tigers. Maddie Jones is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. Here she's shooting 2 shots for the Tigers. The first one is up and good. Got the roll. That one hit the back of the iron, then went off the backboard and dropped in for. Maddie Jones will have another shot coming here. 2:12 to go. It's 34-18, Syracuse on top. Maddie Jones, second free throw is up. This one rims off and doesn't go. Won't drop. Rebound to Caitlin Smith. Caitlin Smith down court to Jaden Meyer. There's a steal by Hannah Collier. Collier stole the basketball, then lost it back and is stolen back by Meyer. Meyer dribbles past Collier. Now Jones chases her to the right side. Up top to Smith. Left wing, it comes to Sailoff. Sailoff, Kirkendall swatting at Sailoff, trying to get the steal. With the ball is Donover. Donover feeds Smith in the corner. Smith, a cross-court pass to the near side, nearly stolen by Kirkendall. Loose ball grabbed up by Meyer. Meyer gives off to Sailoff. Sailoff, bounce pass to Meyer. Meyer for three. No. Off the rim. Chasing the rebound is Hannah Collier. It goes out of bounds. Collier touched it last. It'll belong to Syracuse. Into the ball game now for Fall City. Emily Vitash making her first appearance. She's in replacing Ashley Kirkendall. Vitash, a 5'6 junior, seeing her first action of the ball game here. A minute 29 to play. By Coach Andy Armbruster, about ready to wave the white flag here. He's down by 16 points. There's a foul going to be called on Maddie Jones. And at the free throw line will be the Syracuse Rockets on Jones, her second personal. At the line for the Rockets, Jaden Meyer. She's 1 out of 2 from the line, has 9 points. Chance here, shooting 1 and 1 to get into double figures. Here comes Caitlin Smith, the senior. She'll check out of the ball game. Now Syracuse starting to sub here. Aislinn Vestal into the lineup for the first time tonight for the Lady Rockets. Meyer at the line, shooting 1 and 1. Jaden Meyer, the sophomore, launches the shot. It's good. She'll have the and one coming up next. We'll try and pick up the rest of these subs as they get into the ball game here. Final ball game of the career for 4 seniors here tonight for Fall City. Second free throw for Meyer is up. This one is off, no good. Hannah Collier with the rebound. Collier down court on the dribble. Across the timeline goes Hannah Collier. Left side, Maddie Jones driving lay-in. Jones lays it up and good. Maddie Jones with the second field goal of the half for Fall City. And a minute 9 to go in the ball game. Here's a reach-in foul on the far side. Going to be called on Poppy. Elise Poppy picks up personal foul number 4. And we're going to send it to the free throw line. We got a ponytail covering up the number. I believe that's Riley Sailoff at the line, but we'll have to wait till she turns here. She's shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and short off the front of the rim. No, it's Jaden Meyer at the line. She picked up and flipped that ponytail just enough that I could read her jersey. Thank you, Jaden. Second free throw coming for the sophomore, Jaden Meyer. Shot is on the way up, and this one is off the rim. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Reese McNeely. 1:04 to go in the ballgame. Maddie Jones, right side baseline. Jones feeds it underneath, looking inside for Vitash. Ball tipped away, goes out of bounds. Looked like it went off of Vitash, according to the Syracuse fans. All right, they're going to empty the benches here. Caitlin Titus into the ball game. Delaney Godeman into the contest. Looks like Caitlin Kirkendall getting into the ball game. And they'll inbound it on the baseline in the corner. Inbounding it will be Titus to toss it in. Caitlin Kirkendall on the floor now. Titus into Caitlin Kirkendall to the right side. Isabel Armbruster out top to the left it comes. Handling the ball there is Delaney Godeman. Here's Vitash moving toward the hoop. She can't get a look at the shot. Back to the corner on the right side with it. There's a long three that's short off the front of the rim, put up by Caitlin Kirkendall. 35 seconds to go. Rockets basketball on the dribble into forecourt. Donover, ball tipped away, and it'll be Fall City's basketball. Lady Tigers will have it. Inbounding the pass on the far side for Fall City is Caitlin Titus to toss it in with 31 seconds to play. Titus to inbound it. Aislinn Vestal in the lineup now. We'll pick up some of the other players on the floor here. Dribbling to the left wing with it. Across court, Kirkendall puts it into traffic. Godeman has the ball, has it taken away, and now a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Fall City. See who this one's on. Foul is going to be on Delaney Godeman. On Godeman, her first personal. We're past the 10 team fouls, so that means at the free throw line, shooting two shots, will be Bridget Donover. She's a freshman. She's one out of two from the line tonight. Here shooting two. First one is up and off. No good. She'll get another try. Ready for her second attempt now for the freshman. Pretty much all reserves on the floor now for both teams with just 18 seconds left to play. Stay tuned for our postgame show. Second shot is up and good. We'll have a complete rundown of the individual scoring. Tell you how your favorite player did tonight, point-wise and otherwise. There's a ball that's loose on the floor, grabbed up by Kirkhoff, and Syracuse can just dribble this out with 7 seconds. They bring it into forecourt, and that's what they'll do. Sailoff will dribble it out. Your final score tonight, the Syracuse Lady Rockets 36 and the Fall City Lady Tigers 20. 36-20 will be your final score tonight. Stay with us. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the postgame scoring recap after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Fall City High School, McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Well, a disappointing outing tonight for the Lady Tigers of Fall City, as they are defeated by the Syracuse Rockets. Your final score tonight, Syracuse 36 and Fall City 20. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the Syracuse Rockets, they had two girls in double figures. They were led by Caden Sisko. She had 14 points tonight on top of the 21 she scored Tuesday night against Auburn. A good sub-district for Caden Sisko. Also in double figures, Jaden Meyer finished with 10 points tonight. Adding four for the Lady Rockets was the freshman there, Bridget Donover. 3 points for Riley Sailoff. Chipping in two was Eva Braymeyer. Also 2 points for Caitlin Smith, the only senior on that team. And Haley Kirkhoff added one from the free throw line for Syracuse's total of 36. From the charity stripe, Syracuse made 11 out of 18 free throws tonight from the free throw line. For the Lady Tigers, they're led tonight by Maddie Jones, a senior playing her last game in a Tiger uniform, finished in double figures. She had 10 points in tonight's ball game. Not much after that. Isabel Armbruster with 3, 2 for Reese McNeely, 2 for Ava Armbruster, 2 for Elise Poppy, and one for Hannah Collier for their total of 20. 36-20, your final score. We want to acknowledge the senior girls playing their final game tonight in a Tiger uniform. Four seniors here for Fall City. Elise Poppy, Maddie Jones, Hannah Collier, Reese McNeely. These girls have been fun to watch for the last 3 or 4 years here. Seniors performing for the last time tonight here in a Tiger uniform. We failed to mention from the free throw line, Fall City hit 10 out of 17 from the charity stripe. It's worthy of note that Fall City managed only 5 field goals, 3 2-pointers in the first half, and 2 2-pointers in the fourth quarter. Only 5 field goals, 10 points there. The other 10 points came on 10 of 17 from the free throw line. Just not enough offense tonight to get the job done. Tip of the hat to the Syracuse Rockets, the man-to-man defense that they applied here all night. They just would not allow Fall City to get a decent look at the basket and able to get a shot to fall. And the final ends up 36-20, Syracuse over Fall City. Well, we want to remind you that...